Monday morning, we love to talk television because you've got to find something to watch on TV. Throw your TV guide away and listen to us. Irina knows all and sees all. How are you this morning, my love?
Andrew, I'm fantastic, but it's, big shoes to fill. Throw away your TV guide.
Well, you're like a superhero to us, TV-wise.
Yes, that is my superpower. But honestly, if you're trying to read the TV guide these days, you'd start on Monday and you wouldn't be finished till Thursday.
Yeah, that's sad but true. So today our theme is not another superhero show. What are we talking about?
So there's a new show on Netflix that's gotten a lot of buzz, and it's called Jupiter's Legacy. And it stars a few famous faces, including Josh, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Duhamel. Anyway, basically, it's kind of like your Marvel superheroes, but they are now old. They've had families. They all weirdly have grey hair. I don't know why superheroes wouldn't dye their hair.
That's their superpower.
Yeah, exactly. Superpower of hair colour. So, like all these things, it started as a comic. It's had a lot of buzz. They're pushing it really hard. It's on Netflix. And, the gift of my superpower is I also get to watch out of the side eye what my husband watched on TV. So a lot of these things are things that he picks up and then I'll follow along.
Yeah.
So this show, like, I've spent already too much time on it. Like, if this is your sweet spot, you know, attractive American sort of young people with superpowers who are randy and are broken in some way, this is for you.
Well, how does it, if that's the case, that's a vague description of The Boys. I mean, The Boys is about superheroes who their power has gone to their head. Where does this compare?
It hasn't gone to their head. This is a very poor, like, imitation of anything like The Boys. You know, it lacks the adrenaline. They seem to lean into all the tropes. The scene that I walked into in this show, which sort of got me starting to watch it, was there was an intimate scene between two women, very intimate, very graphic, definitely for the male gaze, you know.
Yes.
And then a man walks in, and then the women stop and then start having a conversation. It was so weird.
Right.
it was just gratuitous, but not gratuitous and fun like The Boys is, just straight up, like, icky gratuitous. It's good if you like those sort of shows, but it's not great, and it's not anything that keeps you wanting to watch. But if superheroes is your sweet spot, then you'll probably enjoy it.
All right. Now tell us a little bit about Misfits on Stan.
So I really wanted to contrast this with a fantastic superhero show that actually uses that superhero genre to tell powerful stories. This is an old show, and it's Misfits. It's a British show, so obviously there's not so many episodes. And it's finished. So there's four seasons. So when you grab it on Stan, sometimes it pops up again on the ABC.
Yeah.
Sometimes it pops up on other streaming services. You can actually watch the whole thing. And in fact, a number of the actors who are young then have become good actors now that you will recognize. One's on Umbrella Academy and a couple have moved around. So these are good young actors, not picked because they're hot, but picked because they're good actors.
Right.
And they're superpowers. So they're in a kind of community. They're misfits because they've misbehaved, and they're sort of in a community program of, you know, instead of going to juvenile detention, they do this instead, you know, cleaning up garbage or whatever they do.
Yeah.
And then they get hit by an electrical storm. And so whatever their problem is becomes their superpower. So one woman uses her sexuality to get what she wants, and now if you touch her skin, you go crazy.
Hey.
Right? And so she can't use her power, like her power before. One man has done a terrible thing in the past, so whenever he feels regret, he can turn back time. But it's very painful because he has to, you know, so the soup, and, you know, one man that nobody really pays attention to, a young boy, becomes invisible.
Yeah.
So that is more, you know, that's really using a superhero trope as a way to tell powerful stories about what it's like to be a human being, as opposed to, you know, you have this superhero power, so whatever problems you have, you can smash it away.
Definitely a couple of contrasting shows. The first one, Jupiter's Legacy on Netflix, and that was Misfits on Stan. And we'll talk more television again next Monday. Good on you, Irina. Thank you.
Yeah, another week of Deep and Shallow.